Module 1, Part 2. Beneath it all, intention is everything. No matter what your pattern is and your own psychology around it, I know that there's a part of you that knows deep down inside that you really do deserve to have your needs tended to. I want you to stand in the center of your being and notice what this feels like. Connect to the part of you that really knows beyond everything that you came here to love and be loved, and that your needs actually do matter. Instead of then lowering your expectations, you might actually need to raise your expectations of how you're treated. It's right and good for you to have these needs. It's not until you begin to connect with your own deeper needs and make them happen and treat yourself with respect that you're going to begin to weave a very magnetic and alluring field around you and start to draw the possibility of love towards you without you having to run out and try and get it. When you write your relationship with yourself, you're going to start attracting people who have a different kind of love to give, those who actually have it to give and who are so much healthier in themselves. And to do this, you have to set a very clear intention, because intention is everything. So the greatest lesson in manifesting what you want is to be totally clear in your intention, as specific as possible in what you want, and then let the hell go of however or whatever you think will need to happen to make it happen, and then it will. Probably about the time that you've kind of accepted that's okay if it doesn't happen or that you don't really need that thing. Case in point, I have a Camilla caftan. Well, actually, I have two, so let's just say I have a Camilla collection. One November, I actually wrote a Camilla on the list of things I would want when my business was flourishing and I could afford to treat myself. It was something I thought would be like a luxurious treat to have. I spoke about it to one of my friends just once, I'm sure, and then for my birthday in June the following year, my very beautiful friends all put in and gave me a voucher from the Camilla store in Perth. Manifested it, right? I got the voucher in June, but I didn't ever seem to be in Perth long enough to get to the store. And it was not until about early December when my guy, who I manifested the shit out of too that year, but that's another story, we were heading down south for a wedding. So we went to the Camilla store and I tried on all the blue ones because there are just so many and they're all so beautiful. And I thought if I just tried on the blue ones, I wouldn't get too confused. Well, when I went to sort out payment of my magnificent caftan, there was some shuffling and a helpful guy carrying the bags and such. And it wasn't until we got in the car and we were on the road that I realized there were two caftans in the bag, both shades of blue. It pains me to admit that I thought perhaps an extra one had been put in my bag by mistake. I actually openly told my guy that. I said, like, I don't think I can tell anyone. It's a pretty cool moment when you basically admit you would steal a $600 caftan to the person who just bought it for you. Fortunately, he just kind of thought I was funny or hilarious. So, I'd very clearly stated my intention was to own a caftan. In the end, it was probably not something I would have spent my money on. So not yet, as there were more important things I was investing in to keep my home running, like air conditioning and the mortgage and my business going. But somehow I ended up with it anyway, and not just one, but two. Yet in November, when I set my intention, if a clairvoyant had said to me, your friends will buy you one and your boyfriend, who didn't even exist yet, will get you another one on the same day as a surprise, I may have thought she was on crack, truly. And I love them and I feel truly blessed and cherished, but it's almost as though I didn't get them until it wasn't this thing that I was chasing, if that makes sense. Case in point two. I have a committed boyfriend. Actually, he's my fiancé. And possibly now my husband, depending on when you're listening to this. So in August 2014, I was about 6 months into gap year. I was still reeling from the whole gross ending of my previous relationship and still a bit stunned about how shit I felt about that. I wasn't sure I wanted to call in the one, but I signed up to do a program called Calling in the One, even though the name of the program wanted to make me vomit. I guess I signed up because of something else. Given the name, you'd think it would be the delivery of the one, but I think it was actually a bit about not being so messed up by all the past stuff that was appealing. If I sorted that and the direct result was delivery of the one, I could probably cope with that, but if at least I felt better about the past stuff, the lying, cheating, betraying, not the one, then I'd be a much happier person. So I wrote down very specifically what the one would be like. At first it was more about what or whom he would be like, he would not be like. But then I got clear that I really needed to focus on what I wanted first if I actually wanted to manifest it. I was pretty clear, and then I got on with sorting out all other stuff that needed sorting out, like my house, my business, my children, my friendships, me. And I didn't really think about how this person would or could come into my life. A couple of times I thought perhaps I would have to try internet dating, but fortunately had the excuse of gap year as a way of not signing up. Because I really, really didn't want to. I didn't actually want to date at all, but ever. Anyway, guess what happened? The only person I had to date was him. And he pulled off the best ever 24-hour date day for my birthday. And as far as epic dates go, he has won. I won't share all the specifics of what I asked for, perhaps in case you realize how great he is and try to steal him. But at my most shallow, I actually asked for someone with hair, good dental hygiene, and generally had his shit together. Boom. He's so much more than that, and it's got very little to do with who I am. Except that who I am seems to be whom he likes. And I actually had to be her first so he could see her and know her and like her. So that's what I want you to do, like right now. I don't actually want you to know the details about the future relationship life that you want, but I want you to set an intention for it, being different and amazing and magnificent in comparison to now. I found this one hard at first. I found it confronting. I'm using a bit of a guide from calling in the one course I did because my own questions on this may have, you know, helped you avoid feeling into this, unlike the way that those questions guided me. So what I really want you to do is allow yourself to just feel into your deepest desires about love and relationships and just breathe it into that place where your inner knowing lives in your system. If you're not sure, just close your eyes, take a few deep breaths and ask the questions one by one, just writing down whatever comes to you, like first answer. The questions are in the text above. And then using all the words that come out of that, I want you to craft an intention. So as an example, this is the intention that I crafted. My intention in love is that by the 1st of June 2015, I will be in a fully committed relationship with a man who is spectacular in himself, healthy, fun, funny, alive, driven, passionate, family-oriented, an agent of growth who adores me and my life dreams and loves my girls and wants to be a guiding force in their future and a person who loves them. My intention is to attract a beautiful, kind man who is financially secure and stable, but generous of spirit and heart. A man who lights up a room but has only eyes only for me. We'll create a place of family and home and a space to grow and contribute to the world through the things we create. Yep, I wrote this and yes, I got this. Now, once you've got your intention written down, what might you have to shift or let go of for this to happen?